Windows down, music up. Get ready to hit the road in a new Chevy SUV or truck. Chevy is a name you know and trust. It's Chevy as American as apple pie and baseball. Check out the full line of Chevy vehicles at your local Chevy dealer. Chevy, drive Chicago.
I think you're familiar with Patrick DeHaan. He's the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy. What's the average price in Chicago today, Patrick?
Well, it's certainly not getting any prettier. $5.09 a gallon is the tally across the metro area. That is 54 cents above a year ago. Excuse me, a week ago. My goodness, I'd love if that was a year ago.
Yeah.
But more ugly, up $1.63 from last year. We were paying $3.46 on average a year ago. So any way you slice it, you know, gasoline and diesel prices as well, by the way, just apocalyptic in terms of the increases we've been watching. Diesel now in Chicago, $6.14 a gallon on average, and that has soared from $5.40 a gallon just 5 days ago.
So small business owners who have a fleet of trucks are really getting hit hard because of diesel prices. In fact, I saw, you know, a couple people on TV saying that their prices weekly have gone up $10,000 based on the amount of trucks that they have on the road.
Yeah, it's certainly wild, especially with diesel prices in Illinois now setting a new all-time record. And it wasn't even close, by the way. We're now about 17 cents a gallon above our previous record for Chicago. Indiana's hit a record. Michigan has hit a record. Wisconsin has hit a record. I feel like a broken record, keep saying this, but you know, a lot of this because of refinery issues that have developed over the last week, several of them. There's not just one, there's a bunch of them. And this is the time of year that routine maintenance is also happening. So suddenly maintenance issues that were not expected are compounded by the fact that other refineries don't have extra capacity, which is also made worse by the fact that oil prices have surged in the last week after President Trump had signaled that the blockade on the Strait of Hormuz is going to last longer. And now today you have Iran launching fresh attacks on the UAE. So any way you slice it, if you're sitting out on the Kennedy burning fuel, you're going to be paying a heck of a lot more here in the days ahead to fill that tank back up.
In Bucktown, a Shell station on Armitage right off the Kennedy Expressway, they said gas is $6.29 a gallon for regular, which is unattainable for a lot of people. But I'm also getting text messages from listeners who say they regularly go over to the border to get gas in Indiana because, you know, less tax. But they said today the price is about the same.
Yeah, everyone equally hit about that $4.99 mark in the suburbs of Chicago. Wisconsin went up to about $4.49 last week. But yeah, Indiana, something I've never seen before in my career, where Chicago prices are the same as Indiana. You almost tend to, and they have a gas tax holiday, by the way. But I think what was happening is that in an effort to avoid that $5 a gallon mark, that basically Indiana is subsidizing Chicago is getting lower prices. That is, Indiana is subsidizing our prices. Their prices are higher than normal. Ours are lower than normal. And it's all to avoid that $5 a gallon mark.
Okay, let's talk about the Strait of Hormuz. I heard an economist say today, even if the Strait was going to be open, free, and clear, let's say starting Friday, it would be a year or more before these prices come down. What's your take on that statement?
Yeah, you know, I've been saying every week that we continue is probably, excuse me, every day that we continue is probably another week to full recovery. So at this point, roughly 65 days in, that would mean that it may take 65 weeks to fully recover from this after the Strait is reopened. So yeah, that's about on par.
Wow. We have a farm and a small gas station in a very small town out by the farm. My husband went in Friday and Ricky said to him, hey, I'm forced to raise the price today, but I'm going to push it until I close tonight. So tell everybody in town to come fill up because it's a small town and he wants to take care of the farmers. So there really is no wiggle room for these owners. Yes, they've got to cover their costs, but even if they wanted to lower the price a bit, they're not allowed to do so.
Well, they'd be losing money. I mean, you know, if I buy a car and want to sell it to somebody at a loss, it's completely my prerogative. Generally, successful businesses don't survive by selling below cost. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's a very difficult time for a station owner, by the way, right now. Station owners hate rising prices as much or more than you and I, because that's when they're losing money. So that station was, you know, that's a heck of a community effort to say, you know, I'll take it on the chin, just hurry up and fill up. You know, that sounds like a very community-oriented station to be able to do that, because literally the station is giving something up so that their customers don't have to pay as much. And you know, that's what station owners are going through right now. I looked at the numbers last night, and the margin, the difference between what the station has bought that gas for and the price they're selling is the narrowest I've seen in many, many years. Most stations, after you consider credit card fees, are probably underwater right now. So, you know, to say owning a gas station is lucrative, heck no, not today.
Will Pritzker call for a tax holiday on gas?
It's a good question. You know, I don't really know the answer to that. I can tell you that it probably is, you know, not really going to do a whole lot at this point. I mean, you know, part of the reason why prices are going up is because economics are telling us that something is going very wrong, and that very wrong thing is oil is being blocked in the Strait of Hormuz. In issuing a gas tax holiday, I'll tell you what, my wallet would love it. But as an economist, it's manipulating the market, and it's allowing people to not have to feel the impact and reduce consumption. Because normally, what happens? A gas at $5 a gallon, the first thing is, well, people are going to cut back. But if suddenly you lower gasoline taxes, people don't have to cut back, and that can exacerbate the situation that we find ourselves in already. Right now, the market is short of supply. That's why prices are going up. And if you reduce prices by cutting taxes, you're stimulating demand instead of reducing it.
Right. So this is not the highest we're going to pay for gas. Is that a safe prediction?
You know, I've been kind of 50-50 right now. If the president wakes up tomorrow and decides to do something like sign a deal with Iran, we could go lower eventually. But yeah, I think it's looking pretty good right now that with the fresh attacks we saw today, that there's not going to be, you know, an immediate answer here in the next, you know, few hours or so. So yeah, I think we're going higher.
Thank you so much for joining us, Patrick.
Thanks for having me.
Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy.